how not only how successful the books are or the films are, but like if we think about our own like learning English with TV lessons, like think about how many fans absolutely adore those lessons because it's become such a staple for English learners as well. So yeah, it's amazing.
By the way,
Yeah.
what does that mean when something becomes a staple for a group of
Like
people?
essential. It's like an yeah. So when something is a staple, it's like an essential, it's like a go-to thing. So if you think of like staple foods of countries, we might say that, I don't know, rice and beans is a staple in Brazil. Corn tends to be a staple here in South Africa, things like that. So yeah,
Essential.
it's a staple, it's a
Nice. It's a
go-to.
staple. It's a great piece of vocabulary. I like that. Yeah, and one example that I have of someone who achieved huge success only later in life is actually Steve Carell, because I even have here a paragraph that I got from an article, and let me read it to you guys. Beloved comedian Steve Carell is known for his many blockbuster hits, including The 4-Year-Old Virgin and The Big Short, but he didn't land his hit role as Michael Scott in The Office until he was 42. So, I think that show really made his career. Yeah, and we both love The Office. It's such a hilarious TV show. And it's crazy to think that when he got that role, he was 42 years old already, right? So, it's a good example of maybe he was, I think he maybe he had made movies before already. He was already working on it in the industry, but the big break, let's say, yeah, or the that role that made his career, yeah, or that really put him on the map, it only came in his 40s, right? So that's another example that I can think of, yeah, about that.
I like what you said, put him on the map. What does that mean?
When in this case a person becomes more evident or more famous, yeah, maybe he was making small movies or small productions before, he was maybe somewhat well known, but after The Office he became worldwide famous, so that show put him on the map. But still talking about achievements, right? Another point that I think is important to mention here is that it's important to enjoy the journey, right? Because sometimes we might feel obsessed with the goal, maybe, oh, like learning English or being fluent. But if you don't enjoy the journey, it's going to be very hard for you to actually get to your destination. Yeah, because the journey is not pleasant. And these are examples that we are sharing here, for example, like Steve Carell or even a J.K. Rowling, for example. Yeah, they were doing the work for a while. Yeah, before getting that goal or achieving that level of success. And another example that I can think of is Leonardo DiCaprio. Now bringing DiCaprio into the discussion, because I remember watching his first movie, I think in the 90s. I don't know if it was his first movie or one of his first movies, called Basketball Diaries or something like that, The Basketball Diaries. And he plays a teenager who is addicted to drugs. And I could see back then that he was such a good actor already, but he didn't stop there. I think 2 years later he did Titanic, which was huge, and ever since, he has been making lots of good movies. But he only won the Oscars recently, yeah, I think with The Revenant, and it was a few years ago. And there was even talk already of, oh, when is Leo DiCaprio gonna win the Oscar for Best Actor? When? People were kind of expecting it, but it wasn't happening until it finally happened, like, years later. Yeah. Did you see that, by the way,
Yeah, that's
his
true.
acceptance speech?
Yeah, I did. And something that I think as well, just to touch on what you mentioned before, like it's like people could be telling you, oh, you're so good at this, or you should keep going, and you're thinking to yourself, nah, I should give up. If I was good, I would have been winning awards, if I would have been recognized by the film industry a long time ago. I've been doing this for years, I should just give up. I'm not that good. And I think with Leonardo DiCaprio in this example, I keep thinking that I don't think he was fazed by the idea of like, I need to win the award in order to feel good about myself, mm-hmm. or I need to win this award in order for me to recognize myself as a good actor. He was still taking on roles. He was never going bankrupt. You know, he wasn't declining anything. He was just living his life, enjoying the process, as you mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And I think this is so important for all of us to think about, like, in our, where we are at in our careers or in our learning journeys. And yeah, I think it's just a really great point that you raised. But yes, on his acceptance speech, really, I felt moved. I thought it was really, really, I think there were so many memes about like him before, like him not winning, like Leo just always waiting for his turn. It was a proud moment for sure.
Yeah.
I think.